Oh, Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this day. Thank you for the power that you give us and thank you for this power. For with this power, God, we can decree and declare. And on this day, we decree and declare that we are money-making machines with money-making ideas. We decree and declare that our word is law. We decree and we declare. We speak power and the truth of the Lord. We decree and declare, we speak life that opens doors. We decree and we declare, we are favored of the Lord, and where we go, there is favor. We decree and declare, we are full of his glory, full of his word, full in life. We decree and we declare, we are filled with the right positive thoughts. We decree and we declare, we are a blessing wherever we go. We decree and we declare we are family and we are strengthened by love and we are love. Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and speak in our heavenly language. Amen.
I like this story here. I want to hear the story again. I'm going to take a look at the
Amen. And God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for everybody on the call, God. We thank you for everybody who couldn't be here on the call. God, I thank you that we are able to get together and praise you and pray to you, God. God, I thank you that everybody here will submit to you, God. God, I thank you for the angels you have around the house, God. I thank you for our parents that you've placed over our lives, God. God, I thank you for our Archbishop and our First Lady, Deborah Jordan, God. And I thank you for all the families here that are represented on the line, God. God, I thank you for the space that has been made so that everybody here could gather and pray together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for just waking me up this morning. Thank you for putting our angels over us. And I thank you for letting them walk with us today for school. Thank you for letting them be with us throughout the whole day. I thank you for them now. I thank you for letting them cover us. I thank you for the clothes that are on my body, the food that is at my table, and the house that is over me. And I thank you for everything that you've done for me. I just thank you for all these luxuries and things that you've done for me. I thank you for the earth. I thank you for creating me and the parents you put over us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for waking me up this morning. I thank you for letting us have another day on this earth. I thank you, Father, for letting us have light, letting everything go well and everything moving through, and that we can all have a great day today. And in your mighty name I pray, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this beautiful, blessed day that you have created, Lord, we come together in unison and we say thank you. Thank you not only for allowing us to rise up and have another chance to breathe, have another breath at life, have a new opportunity, Lord, but I thank you for the spirit of correction. I thank you for setting right motives and objectives amongst the people on this line, Lord, and I thank you that the enemy has fled 7 ways. Lord, I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, for the ideas, for the thoughts, for the dominion and authority that you have placed among them, and for the duplication and multiplication of their spirit across the world. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the turnaround that is taking place in each and every partner's lives on this phone call. I thank you for the turnaround that is taking place in Meek Mill's life as well, as I lift up Prophetess Vanessa Williams unto you as well, Father, and Prophetess Mascarene Cohen, be with her, Father, as well, Lord, on this day and forevermore. Lord, I thank you for each and every prayer request that is being answered. Right now, I thank you for your love, your peace, your grace, and abundance forevermore. I thank you, Lord, for giving us peace that surpasses all understanding as you continue to lead and guide and provide for us, as you continue to surround us with your grace and mercy that endures forevermore. Lord, I thank you for elevation and promotions that are taking place on the job. I thank you for healing that is going forth even now. I thank you for new thoughts and powerful unity and strength within the family as well. I thank you for the matriarchs that are coming forth, and I thank you for the patriarchs that are coming forth within the family unit, as well as the new mothers that are leading and rising up in this season to be a stand and a representation for the younger women as well. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen.
Father God, I wait for the Lord. My soul doeth wait. And in his word I do hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Father God, I thank you for another day to come before your presence. Father, I thank you for everyone that is on this line. Father, I thank you for every prayer request that has been uttered. Father, I thank you for everyone on the prayer line. And I thank you that even as we move forward, our hope is in you, Lord. Our hope is in you. Father, our strength is in you. Our victory is in you. Father, I thank you for restoration and debt cancellation. Father, I thank you for housing miracles. Father, I thank you for paid in full for bills that may be due. Father, I thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenard Jordan. Father, I thank you for our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, I thank you for the legacy of the Jordan family and every legacy that is represented on this line. For we know that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper. Father, I thank you for the fledges. I thank you for their consistency and their determination to lead the way to be our next leadership. Father, I thank you for their love for you. Father, I thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around them. I thank you for prophecology, and I thank you for the company of prophets. Father, I thank you for marriages. I thank you for mending of marriages. I thank you for the birthing of new life that's coming forth every second of the day. Father, thank you for covering our homeless people and people that may not have a place to stay. Father, thank you for giving them encouragement to know that you are still walking with them, that you've never left them, nor will you ever forsake them. Father, I thank you for covering my grandson, Ray J, and I thank you for just being that beacon of light unto his understanding and his path. Father, I thank you, even as our men and women are serving the country so diligently, Father, keep them keep them from harm, Lord. Keep their families at perfect peace to know that you, their angels of protection are surrounding them from one day to another. Father, I thank you and I love you. And Father, I thank you for the leadership that's even on this line, Prophetess Darlene Gray. Thank you for her excellence. Thank you for her voice. Thank you for her voice and her stand to say yes. Father, I thank you, and I pray that all shall be well with anything that goes on throughout this earth. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Glory, glory, glory to God. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion, Father. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Father God, we thank you, God, that you move through us. We thank you, God, that you give us utterance. We thank you, God, that we are directed by you, Father God, for we are vessels and we are open to you, Father God, that we're not confused in this day. We praise you continually, Father God. And we thank you for life. You breathe life into us, and we praise you for that, Father God. And we thank you for our families and for the covering and the protection. We thank you for healing and strength and wisdom, making the right decisions. We thank you for financial breakthrough. Thank you, God, for ordering our footsteps, Father God. We speak deliverance from depression, oppression, from addiction, Father God, and even silly things, Father God, that are not pleasing unto you. We speak open doors for housing and schooling, Father God, job opportunities. And we thank you for poem, for the prophets, Father God, that were vessels you can speak through, God. We thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Jordan and every caller, Father God, here assembled because this space they set up, Father God. We thank you for covering the families that are on this line, Father God. We ask you, Father God, continually as we pray to strengthen the revival that's coming forth, Father God. We thank you for relationships of fathers, sons, and mothers, and daughters, Father God. Touch every prophet continuously on this line, Father God. Bless them and their household, Father God, all the fledglings, Father God. And we cancel out any debt, anything, Father God, for their paid in full in Jesus' name. We give your name continuously the honor and the glory. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for our ancestors that were able to stand on their shoulders, Father God, that pushes us up higher and deeper into you, Father God. Thank you for revelation continuously of who you are every day and every moment, God. Thank you for peaceful rest, Father God, for all is well. All is well and all is well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of it, the world and they that dwell in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the currents and the rivers. Who shall go up into the mountains of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, he who has not lifted himself up to falsehood, nor to what is false, nor sworn deceitfully. Psalms 24, verse 1 through 4. Thank you, Father God. We give thee our honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for prosperity in all areas of our life, O God. O God, we thank you, Lord, for insight, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for connections, O God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you are bigger than this universe, and you are bigger than anything life can bring us, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the great harvest, oh, God, that you open up for us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for guidance and help. We thank you, God, for giving us and to dwell to the love and the strength to dwell together in unity, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the traveling mercies you give us. We thank you, God, for protecting us as we travel by air, land, or sea and keeping us safe wherever we be, oh, God. We thank you, God, for the safe travel going to proper college, oh, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us together in unity at prophecology, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, oh, God. We thank you, God, for relationship healing, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for keeping your marriage strong, holy, and deathless, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we are prosperous, oh, God. We thank you, God, that we are the head and not the tail, oh, God. We are above and not beneath, dear Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for being the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh through the Father but by you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for dispelling any darkness in our minds and our wills, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that we may do our task for you diligently, oh, God, and all duties and responsibilities be greeted with joy, oh, God. We thank you, God, for healing us, oh, God. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your healing power, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your help from healing everyone that names was called, God, whatever they need healing in, God. We thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those, oh, God. We thank you, God, for visiting them with your healing power, God. And we thank you, God, for your grace, your great mercy, oh, God, that you have for them, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, dear Lord, for giving us patience, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for making us one in you, oh, God. We thank you, dear Lord, for all your office and your kingdom, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for your leaders, God. We thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all your leaders, dear Lord, all around the world, God. We thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people, oh, God. We thank you, God, for keeping them keeping them faithful to their mate that you have given them, their soulmate, oh God, and their staff and their family, God. And we thank you, God, for helping them to establish your plan and proclaim your will in all the earth, dear Lord. Oh God, we thank you, dear Lord, for restoration in our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, that nothing is hidden from us, oh God. We thank you, God, for teaching us not to fear you, because you are the wisdom, the first wisdom, and the first start of wisdom, oh God, is fearing you, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for filling our hearts with your goodness, oh God. We thank you, God, for opening our eyes that we may see the beautiful things that you have for us, dear Lord, oh God. We thank you, God, for this wonderful country that we are privileged to live, oh God. And we thank you, God, for enriching our community in which we live, because we walk close to you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that whomever form against us, oh God, shall not prosper, dear Lord. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord, for increase. We thank you, dear Lord, for new possibilities. And we thank you, Lord, for laughter and creativity that you give us, oh God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' masterful name, we pray, amen and amen.
And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. The fire shall be ever burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. This is the kind of fast day I am after, to break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, to free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in and seeing you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering ill clad, being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness shall pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then when you pray, God will answer. You will call out for help, and I'll say, here I am. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Look, I am the one. There is no other God except me. I put some people to death. I bring others to life. I have wounded and I will heal. No one can save you from my power. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in bond of peace. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Father, we give you the glory for your altar. We lift our Rabashe Talaba. We lift up the altar, Father God, and we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service. Father, make us Eshalaba. Everyone on this call, make us a house of prayer, for our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. May the fire on our altars never burn out. Halabashe, let your fire on our hearts burn, God. Eshalaba. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn in our souls, God, cleansing us from all unrighteousness, cleansing us from every dark Spirit, cleansing us from pride and rebellion, cleansing us from all disobedience, for all disobedience is sin. Cleanse us, Lord God, from anger and rage and unforgiveness and every childhood hurt, every resentment. Cleanse us, Lobosha. Let our prayers not be hindered, God. Cleanse us even now. Wash us thoroughly. Give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit. Cause us, Lord God, to honor the things of God. Cause us, O God, to be sensitive to your spirit. Cause us, O God, to walk softly in your presence. Cause us, O God, to fall on the rock and surrender our will to you. Cause us, O God, to yield our vessels. Cause us, O God, to surrender all. Cause us, O God, to say yes to your will. Cause us, O God, to forgive our brethren. Cause us, O God, to walk in humility. Cause us, O God, to walk in obedience. Cause us, O God, to forgive our loved ones. Cause us, O God, to pray in our homes. Cause us, O God, to pray in our schools. Cause us, O God, to pray for our leadership. Cause us, O God, to walk in peace with Ebakarabashanda. Father God, calls us, give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit. Father God, those that come with the wrong spirit, you're able to shift our thinking, shift and give us, shift our minds, shift us, God. Bring us into right standing. Bring us to right alignment to your word and to your will. Bring us, Alabashandalaba. Bring us, O God. We rebuke every religious spirit and cause us to walk in the spirit of grace and obedience, Lord God. For all disobedience is sin. Father God, create in us a clean heart. Cause us, O God. Cause us, Adabashelaba. Father God, the heart of the king is in your hand. You'll turn it in a whithersoever way you will. Turn our hearts and our minds towards you. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our Archbishop, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and we stand, O God, in their behalf. We stand covering them. We stand strengthening them. We stand undergirding them. We stand submitting to authority. We stand blessing our leaders. We stand, God, saying, being a yes. We stand being faithful. We stand, O Rabasha, with our seed. We stand in Aboshata for your people on this call. We stand for their breakthrough. We stand for their deliverance. We stand for their healing. We stand, Lord God, for blessing their families, for their provision, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And we bless every elder. We bless our parents. We speak the blood of Jesus over every elder. Lord God, we come against the enemy that's trying to snatch away our elders. Lord Rabakasha, we cover them. We cover their minds. We cover their fragile bodies. We speak strength, healing, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and we bless you. Amen and amen. Alabakashandabosa. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to open this line, and I want you to just say, Lord, turn me. Hallelujah.
Lord, turn
me. Turn me, Lord. 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 Turn me, oh God. Turn me into salvation. Turn me until I surrender. Turn me until I say yes. Turn me, Lord God. I'm asking that I turn from anything that's not right. Turn me, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God is moving. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, God is moving. The Holy Ghost is on this line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if that is your prayer, Lord, turn me. Hallelujah. I dare you to get a sacrificial gift in your hand. Amen. And just sow a seed of just saying, Lord, turn me. Hallelujah. If you want God to turn you, if you want God to shift some things, amen, you know you're not in the right space. You haven't been in the right space, but the Lord has touched your heart. Amen. He's touched your mind, and amen. And you just want to go deeper. Amen. You just want to go deeper in the things of God. Amen. Allah, my God, today. Oh, Rabakasha Talabasa. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus, I would sow a seed. I would just sow a seed of any amount, just whatever the Lord has laid upon your heart. Just sow. Go to Zoe. Jesus, hallelujah. Go to ZoeMinistries.com, and in the comments section, just say, Lord, turn me. Amen. Just sow a seed. Whatever God has laid on you, God is going to speak to you about what to give. Amen. Just say, Lord, turn me. Jesus, hallelujah. You need God to turn some things in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, if you sow this seed, amen, and say, Lord, turn me, that addiction, that cigarette habit will be broken tonight. Hallelujah. That eating disorder will be broken off of you tonight. That depression will break off of you tonight. My God, that alcoholism will it will be broken off. That lust spirit that you struggle with will be broken off of you tonight. People of God, I'm telling you, you don't want to come on these calls being carnal-minded and being foolish, because this is a move of God. God is moving. You know the Holy Ghost is touching you even now. I know if you can't, you said, Lord, turn it. I know you felt the anointing. I know you felt. Jesus, I tell you, I'm trying to shift. I want to be in integrity. I don't want to hold you. Amen. Ah, my God, today. But I need somebody else to do these announcements. I can't shift out of this right now. Hallelujah.
Amen. I have the announcement.
Thank you.
Woman of God. Amen and amen. 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Amen. The conference call. Join Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. 8 p.m., the conference call. Join Prosper Joshua Jordan in the company of prophets Monday through Friday. All conference call is at the number 1-515-604-9266. And all the conference call will be on the same number. Amen. And don't forget to join us in prayer, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, amen and amen, every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time. Amen and amen.
Amen. And we don't want to forget the supernatural revival, amen, that begins this weekend, amen, on the 21st through the 31st. Amen. You want to be, listen, the momentum is building on these calls. God is preparing us, amen, for a next level move. Amen. The season of abundance have reopened. Amen. Respond to Bishop's letters. Amen. You want this soil is ripe. You can't go nowhere else. I don't care. There's so many conference calls being posted on Facebook and Twitter, and you can't go nowhere else. You can't tell me you do. You can't go nowhere else and feel what you feel right now. Amen. You want to keep this going. You want to expand. You want to make sure God don't stop this move. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. You want to be all in this because this is a move of God. This is not just somewhere where we come and sing Amazing Grace and a couple hymns and read a scripture and dismiss you. God has visited us, amen, because we have set aside and built this altar unto the Lord. Amen. And we've been fasting and praying and sacrificing and believing God for miracles for his people. Amen. We come here pressing our way to be a yes and stand for you on these calls. Amen. We believe God for you. We stand with you. Amen. We love you. Pastor Deborah Jordan, amen, has set this aside and carved out this space and put us in position to stand, amen, in her stead to cover you, amen. And we need you now to cover this ministry and keep this prayer wheel turning. The song says, may the fire on my altar never burn out. Lord, make me a house of prayer. And let that be your prayer today. And you, if you have a prayer request and you did not hear your name call, I need you to go to PastorDeborahJordan.com, submit your prayer request there so we can continue to stand and be a yes, amen, for the people of God, for your family,
for your children.
Amen. For Company of Prophets, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. I love you to life. Each of you, thank you. We could not do this without you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Amen. God bless you. Our prayer. Have a wonderful. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let the people of God know if they are in the tri-state area, even if they're not in the tri-state area, drive in, fly in, take a bus in, carpool. But the address at the Eagle House is 310 Riverside Drive. That's at 103 between Western Avenue and Riverside Drive. That's the Eagle's House. That's the address where you can come on Sunday, and we're going to begin the revival. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. I tell you, God is moving. God is moving, people of God. And it ought to be your prayer that, Lord, whatever you're doing, don't do it without me. Amen. God bless you is our prayer. Have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. Amen. Bless you all.